Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another weekday podcast where I want to encourage you today to actively pursue peace. Now, I know you've heard me, if you've been around here long, that I love to finish everything by saying, go in peace. I finish a sermon that way. I finish writing a blog that way. I often finish conversations that way. But listen to what Paul writes to the Romans in Romans 14, 19. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. You know, at times we think things just work out. And you know, sometimes they do. But oftentimes we need to engage ourselves into the process of making things work out or attempting our best to make things work out. I mean, maybe the kink in your neck eventually works out. Finding, you know, a trustworthy electrician or plumber, well, maybe not. Another thing that doesn't work itself out is peace within a strained relationship. Things don't just get better. You know, when we seek after peace, we're going to seek after the greatest possible outcome. Paul says, again, make every effort to do what leads to peace. We're to be actively pursuing peace. Now, some translations put it this way, that we should follow after peace. In other words, get in line to chase after that. We're to be peace chasers, to run hard after peace, to fight for peace. The opposite of fight is flight or avoidance. Are we running after peace today? Me? You? Or are we passively standing still, hoping that peace drops into our laps? When we're at odds with other folks, it truly is excellent to forgive. But that's not always easy. But when we pursue peace, we restore the relationships with the ones that we've forgiven. What a beautiful thing for us to remember and adopt in our life, that we are to be about that kind of peace. So, something making peace is, well, just getting along and agreeing no matter what. But that's not true. Don't believe that lie. We can disagree and still have peace. When we're staying home from family functions to avoid a family member with differing political or religious views, we've totally missed the mark. We really can disagree and have enough respect for one another to listen to the other, listen for the purpose of learning and loving. Civil discussions can be eye-opening. They can be educational. But if emotions run too deep and opinions are too fiercely expressed, it's a good idea to deem that topic off limits for the sake of peace. Isn't it better to find a little common ground to build your relationships than to avoid the relationship altogether? Today, let me ask you a question. What troubled relationships come to your mind through this podcast? Maybe our prayer should be, Lord, you're the God of peace. Thank you for the peace you give, the peace that transcends understanding. And although it feels good when others agree with me, I realize making multiple versions of myself is not your plan. I choose peace in all circumstances. Would you give me that heart, that desire, and that strength? In the name of Jesus, we pray. And everybody said, amen. So today, thanks so much for listening to this weekday podcast, and go in peace.